It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Well, actually, co-leader Marama Davidson talked to me today, and to start the year back with our Green Party segment. James will be back next week, though. But with Marama, we discussed the successes at COP24, the Green Party's waste-free holiday campaign, and the government's plans to encourage the public to reduce waste, as well as what the party has on the agenda for the new year. I began by asking Marama what was decided at COP24 in Poland last year.
I think the big success here is that it was around climate negotiations and people agreed to a rule book, basically. So I think it was over 200, nearly 200 countries came together and some rules were agreed around tackling climate change together as a global community. And this was important because we need to have some coordination around the biggest crisis that we're facing ahead of us. It's not ahead of us, it's now. And so the rule book calls countries to be a bit more accountable for doing what they said they would do in terms of cutting our emissions, in terms of cutting our pollution into the climate. And so this rule book is a big step. Countries really keeping each other to account, I think, is how you could think of it. And the next step will be the countries actually putting their plans into action.
How long do you think it will be until people start to put these plans into action?
So if we remember the 2015 COP was Paris, and the Paris Accord put a 2020 deadline on all countries to increase the commitment. So we're basically there. So countries have to be bringing this into place now and lowering our emissions. It's lowering our net emissions. I think it's really important here, and this is something that I think this is the other success of COP24, is what we also saw was yet another step, I think, in the world's awareness in the activist communities, community groups around the world coming together and saying and demanding more from these states. And while we have an agreement on the rule book, while we have an agreement and accords to say to countries, get stronger, get braver, This problem needs our most ambitious commitment as each state and as a global community. And it is citizens, indigenous groups, children, school children, who have been using COP as a platform to say we demand more from our countries. And I'd like to pay acknowledgement to that as a success of COP as well. But gosh, now governments have to get on with it. Now governments have to try and bring everyone together, pull everyone with us in this conversation, and setting the rules for how we are going to reduce our climate emissions.
Do you think people potentially may think, oh gosh, 2020 is very close now, we're only a year away. How can we guarantee that we will have met that target by then with only a year to go?
So I think if we look at it as 2020 being a deadline for some clarity, I think if we look at it like that, so setting the target, shall we say, I think if we look at it like that, that's absolutely doable for our countries. 20, and then, and then there will be other deadlines. 2030, we really want to see, the IPCC report, the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, said that by 2030, we should hope as a world to have reduced our emissions by 50%. Now, for our ordinary people and people like myself learning about what all of this means, I guess what we want to think about is we need to be calling on all our governments, all of those people in power, to have set some clear targets by 2020. And those targets need to be laid out in further terms. They need to be laid out by 2025. We need to have certain emissions by 2030, 2025, 2050. But right now, governments need to be putting in place the actual targets, at least as a starting point.
So just moving on to the waste-free holiday campaign. Over the period leading up to Christmas, the Green Party launched the waste-free holiday campaign. Could you explain what this is?
Yeah, sure. I think, again, more and more citizens and people are starting to realise there's no such place, no such magic place as throwing rubbish away. And what we're wanting to do is put more accountability on businesses to reduce their packaging around their products and to reuse or properly dispose of the waste that they produce. So it's a sort of a product stewardship approach, which is where if you're going to produce something, then you need to be responsible for its entire life cycle, not just for flicking it off, selling it, and that's the end of your responsibility. And, you know, that can be from a grassroots, from a citizen's point of view, that can be something as simple as leaving your packaging at the shop, those sorts of actions, or highlighting we as a citizen concerned about the plastics choking our sea life, polluting our waters. We are concerned about the amount of packaging that is produced, and we want you to also, as a producer, to think about its entire life cycle. So a lot of people, for example, are starting to leave the packaging at the place of consumption, of purchase, or of manufacture. But it's also about government incentivising business to do the right thing. It's also about government, which has neglected the past under the previous national government. All of this was neglected. There was no program to encourage businesses to step up and think about these things, and New Zealand citizens are thinking about these things. So we're going to put an extra levy on waste disposal, levy on landfill, so that we can try and limit just unnecessary dumping without even thinking about it. We're going to ensure businesses are doing the right thing in producing products and packaging that can either be reused or properly disposed of. We want to have a look at our own businesses here, our own enterprises here, about, for example, e-waste. What can we do here in New Zealand rather than continually sending our rubbish off overseas? What sorts of enterprises can we help fund and start to get rid of our own waste in a better way? And we need to have a look at and actually collect a lot more information about what we're throwing away and what, and therefore how can we reduce it. And this is all part of, some people might know of it as a circular economy. It's really just, we've just got to understand there's no such thing as throwing things away anymore. Something happens to it.
We can't just keep throwing things away.
We can't. It either buggers up or our environment, or we've got to keep to think about how we reduce or reuse it.
Perfect. So what was the outcome? How did the public respond to this campaign?
So I think the thing is, this is ongoing. This is lifelong and will never stop. And we did a few, we put out a few sort of videos about what public can do. But I think even aside from the Greens, we've seen a huge uptake in the public's awareness and desire to understand that, especially at Christmas time, this consumption and waste, we actually have to think about it now. And so I'm really pleased that we were part of that awareness and part of a growing response that the Green Party again is leading and encouraging and supporting a growing response to reducing plastic and waste.
So just finally, what is the Green Party looking forward to in the new year? What are the big plans on the agenda?
So if we think about this year, 2019 budget, I wanted to talk about the wellbeing indicators we announced last year, that we will be starting the work of how do we stop just using GDP as the main measure of economic success. So the wellbeing indicators work has been continuing. We've had discussions around the country, and instead we need to gauge how our culture, how our environment, how our social wellbeing, our human and social indicators are measuring, as well as all of those other things that we've long used, the spreadsheets, the GDP, the debt. And so that's going to continue to be a main focus. That sort of leads into continuing our work on the zero carbon bill, reducing our emissions to reach zero emissions by 2050. And again, that was the Green Party long-standing, long-held leadership of ensuring that this is something that we have to do. And, you know, and that's going to involve everyone, businesses, community, social enterprises, everybody. We last year led the welfare campaign, making sure that our social security system is one that actually supports people with dignity. So we're going to keep on with that. We held various meetings around the country, public meetings. We had a specific set of asks that included, from our perspective, a need to increase baseline benefits, which have never kept up with either wage increases or living cost increases, and removing sanctions in particular that unnecessarily punish people and put people already struggling into even more vulnerable and challenging hardship. So we'll continue with being at the forefront of ensuring that people have enough to live on. We're going to be a bit concerned and continue the work around water. I've just spent an amazing week or so back in my homeland in Hokianga, and the ongoing concern around pollution in our harbours, improperly funded sewage and waste and water systems, cleaning up our rivers, making sure that we've got good water quality standards in place, and so on, is going to be an ongoing major force of our work as well, as it always has been since the start. And we've got some ongoing focus on mental health and taking the first steps to address the mental health crisis with government, set to respond to the Mental Health Addiction Inquiry report, which just came out just before Christmas. So those are just a few of the things that we'll be continuing with.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.